Grace and peace be to you from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. A movie came out in 1999 titled The Sixth Sense. Anybody see that movie? Anybody remember that? Well, good. You know, I tried this last night, and I realized I probably shouldn't have picked a movie from 1999, because anybody under 30 has never heard of it, and most of the rest of us can't remember if we ever saw it or what it was about anyway. But anyway, it starred Bruce Willis and Haley Joel Osment. Wonder whatever happened to him. Bruce Willis is a child psychologist trying to help a 10-year-old boy who is always anxious and afraid. He has a secret ability that no one around him has, and he scares him. See, he alone can see and hear dead people, and this frightens him. It's an interesting movie for the plot twist at the end and the discovery that Bruce Willis makes in his character. There's no good theology in it. It's entertainment. Far as I know, ghosts of dead people don't wander around trying to finish some business before they go on to wherever. But in the film, the key line that Haley Joel Osment finally reveals his secret with are the words, "I see dead people." I titled the sermon this morning, "I See the Risen Lord." Kind of a, you know, he saw dead people, I see the risen Lord. Or it could also be, "I see Jesus." And many of you do too. In fact, all of us here today who are baptized believers in Jesus Christ have a secret ability that those who are not baptized do not have. We can see Jesus. Yes, we can see the risen one who lived, died, and rose again for the forgiveness of our sins and who alone gives us that forgiveness, life, and salvation. Michael, I'll be interested in you reacting to this message over time and see if your life and what comes to you and what you can perceive is different now that you are baptized. If it doesn't work, don't tell me. I want to use this sermon again sometime. But anyway, I would be interested, or Pastor Troy, in how your outlook changes, if at all, now that you're baptized. Amen. Hey, there we go. Now, that was last week. You can't do that. So why is it that we can see Jesus? And others who are not baptized believers in Jesus Christ cannot. Well, it has to do with what we celebrate today, Pentecost. And the gift poured out on that day to all baptized believers in Jesus Christ. The gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. You know, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. He was around in the Old Testament. He is mentioned, and his activities are there, but they were only at that time in the Old Testament. The Holy Spirit was not given to all believers in God. The Holy Spirit in the Old Testament was only given to very specific people for very specific purposes. Here's an example from Moses. Listen to these words from Numbers 11. Then the Lord said to Moses, gather for me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them to the tent of meeting, and let them take their stand with you, and I will come down and talk with you there, and I will take some of the spirit that is on you and put it on them. And they shall bear the burden of the people with you, so that you may not bear it yourself alone. You see, Moses had been given the Holy Spirit when God first called him in order to lead God's chosen people out of slavery in Egypt to the land that God had chosen to give them and promised to them. Well, this was a Herculean task. Remember, he was leading a menagerie of at least 500,000 men or so, and not counting women and children, probably about 1 million people at all, and all kinds of flocks and herds, and he was leading them in the wilderness and trying to keep them on track and teaching them more and more about God. So it was he needed supernatural strength and wisdom to accomplish this task, and God provided it through the Holy Spirit. But even then, it wore Moses out. He bore that burden by himself. He was the only one in all this group that spoke God's word to the people, called prophesying. Prophesying means to speak God's word to others. We saw that in the Pentecost reading, where it said all of the disciples, as the Holy Spirit came on, they began to prophesy. They were prophesying, speaking of God's great acts. Well, God saw how worn out Moses became with this awesome responsibility, and God made arrangements to take some of the load off Moses by having 70 others appointed to assist Moses in some of his leadership activities, particularly judging disputes among the people. You can imagine, with all these people living and camping side by side and all that, you tripped over my stake and broke it and my tent, and you took my lamb instead of your lamb, and you know, all kinds of things. And they all came to Moses to have their disputes settled. But now these 70 others could do all that, and Moses would be freed up for only the very, very difficult cases. Well, so it goes on. So Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord, and then he gathered 70 men of the elders of the people, placed them around the tent, and the Lord came down in a cloud and spoke to him and took some of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that was on Moses and put it on the 70 elders. And as soon as the Spirit rested on them, they prophesied. Okay? Not foretold things of the future, but spoke God's word. Spoke of the greatness of God to the rest of the people. But they did not continue prophesying, it says. Okay? It was a sign that they had received some of the Holy Spirit. So now some of the Holy Spirit was on Moses. That was on Moses, was put on 70 chosen men for the specific purpose to assist Moses in the task God had given him. And here follows an interesting side story even about this. Goes on, Numbers. Now two men remained in the camp, one named Eldad and the other named Medad, and the Spirit rested on them because they were among those registered with the 70. But they had not gone out to the tent. They must have slept in or something. So they prophesied in the camp. And a young man ran and told Moses, Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the assistant of Moses from his youth, said, my lord Moses, stop them. But Moses said to him, are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, that the Lord would put his Spirit on them all. Well, what Moses wished for right there is what God did on Pentecost. From Pentecost on, God put and continues putting to this day the Holy Spirit in all of his chosen people, those being all who are baptized believers in his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. You who are baptized here today have the Holy Spirit now in you. And that gift comes with a special ability that only God's baptized believing people have, the ability to see Jesus. And that's what our gospel reading today talks about, read by Pastor Troy earlier. I'm going to read it to you again so that you understand it a little better now. Jesus said to his disciples, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth," the Holy Spirit, "whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him," speaking only to his disciples and close followers here. "You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you." This was before Pentecost. "Will be in you." Jesus goes on. He had already told them, and this whole context here is that he was telling them that he was going to be going away soon, and they wouldn't see him anymore. He says, "I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me." This started right after the resurrection. After the resurrection, Jesus never appeared to the general public again. He appeared only to his followers. He appeared only to his disciples and those who gathered around them. 500 people at one time. But they were already believers. He did not appear, make himself known to the general public like he did all through the previous part of his ministry. Okay? So Jesus said, "The world will see me no more, but you will see me, because I live, you also will live. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. Faith without works is dead. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." Manifest, show, reveal, make aware. Okay? So whoever is a baptized believer, Jesus says, "I will love him and show myself to him." Now the disciples understood what he was saying, because one of them says to him then, in verse 22, "Lord, how is it that you will show yourself to us and not to the world?" So they understood exactly what he was saying. How can it be that we will see you and know you, but the world around of you in the same room or same whatever will not? And the answer is, because that only comes with the gift of the Holy Spirit, to be able to see God. You and I have been given this gift. So how does Jesus manifest, reveal, show himself to us? How do we see Jesus? Well, we see him in his word. We see him in the sacrament of holy baptism, in the sacrament of holy communion. We see him at work in our lives and circumstances, and the lives and circumstances of other baptized believers around us, your fellow church members and other Christians. Have any of you ever heard someone say, telling about an event that happened this past week or sometime in their past, and or maybe you yourself has described an event, something like this, that was a God moment? You know, something just unbelievable happens to fall in place at the right time. And we say, that was a God moment. That's seeing Jesus. Unfortunately, I think many of us baptized believers mistreat this gift of Jesus showing himself to us. I think many of us don't have our Jesus glasses on much of the time. Or sometimes, for some, perhaps not at all, not really realizing that is a gift they have. And if so, we miss seeing much or even all of what Jesus has done and continues to do in and all around us. Why is that? Why don't we see? Why is this gift not used in all of our lives as much as it can or maybe should be? Well, we are all baptized believers in Jesus Christ. All of you who are here today like that have been given, and we've been given this, quote, secret ability to see Jesus through the gift of the Holy Spirit. But I think the reason we don't very much, if that's so, is because we don't spend enough time in reading, hearing, and digesting God's Word. Scripture tells us that the Holy Spirit works in and through God's Word, Holy Scripture. That's His chosen means through which to show us Jesus. And if we put little or no time and effort in being in God's Word, the Holy Spirit in us has very little opportunity to work. I am guilty of this too. I pray God to forgive me for my failings in these things. Pastors, even though our job is to speak God's word to you, to prophesy in this way and personally, you know, with comfort and read God's word and to you and study it and all those things, sometimes I can go weeks without having any of God's word, without reading any of God's word except what I'm going to preach on next, and studying that and working out how I will bring that to you. And I need to do better at that too. I pray you will confess to God your shortcomings in these things, and along with me receive His free and full forgiveness for the sake of Jesus Christ. And then I pray that we all will make more time and more effort to be in God's Word. There's all kinds of resources out there. There's apps you can put on your smartphone that give you a Bible verse every day, or reading plans that can come up, or in print. There are plenty of Bibles out there with reading plans. You can go on to the LCMS website, lcms.org, and have devotions delivered to you, or reading plans, or anything. Verse of the day show up on your computer screen. Whatever. There's lots of opportunities. The point is that the more we are in God's Word, whether that's reading, or hearing, or praying, or contemplating, or singing it, or studying it, or speaking it to others, the more opportunity the Holy Spirit has to show us Jesus. The more we will see Jesus in and all around us. The world cannot see Him. The world cannot see Jesus at work. Only baptized believers in Christ can. Only we have been given this, quote, secret ability, secret from the world. Let's not waste any more of it. Let's not keep it such a secret from the world or even each other. Let's speak out to each other, encourage each other, and witness to the world. Let's pray that our speaking out about seeing Jesus all around us will lead others to want that secret ability too. Therefore, may many, many more people come to be baptized believers in Jesus so that they can see him too. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen.